It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up later, a look at media coverage of police-involved shootings like the one in Madison last weekend and how reporters and others can get it right.
First, tomorrow is Arts Day in Wisconsin. It's a day where people from a variety of backgrounds gather in Madison to celebrate and advocate for the arts around the state.
And our next guest says that despite budgetary concerns, there are plenty of opportunities in Wisconsin, and putting an emphasis on the arts and developing the creative economy is the ticket to 21st century success.
Randy Cohen is with us now. He's Vice President for Research and Policy at Americans for the Arts. He'll be the keynote speaker at Arts Day. Randy, welcome to Central Time.
Great. Thanks, Rob. It's great to be with you. Thank you.
So you're going to be the keynote speaker for Arts Day in Madison. What's the message you're hoping to get across for Wisconsin?
Well, that arts is big business in Wisconsin, and that when we invest in the arts, we're not getting just cultural benefits, you know, the kind of benefits that make our communities and our state a better place to live. But the fact is we're also investing in an industry. And in Wisconsin, if you just think of those nonprofit arts and culture organizations in our communities, a $535 million industry that supports just under 23,000 jobs and generate $65 million in local and state government revenue. So we'll be providing a bit of a mythbuster there for the way people think about the arts. And most people don't think about them in terms of the economy. But the fact is, arts organizations, that local theater, that opera, that arts education organization, those are businesses. And generally small businesses as well. You know, we're always thinking about how do we get more small businesses into our community and attract them here. Those are businesses, and they employ people locally in the community. They purchase goods and services. They're members of the Chamber of Commerce. They're involved with the marketing and promotion of the region and the state. So they're great business citizens, and they're helped to drive tourism.
At a time when in Wisconsin and elsewhere, state budgets can be tight, a lot of tough cuts being debated, same with local governments. Can you make the case that arts funding is particularly provides a particularly good payoff?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the research is just so clear. If you look at the work of different economists and business organizations, and it sends an important message. Support for the arts does not come at the expense of economic development. And we're talking about an industry that drives jobs. Not only that, if you look at research from the Conference Board, let's say, and they're the national organization for the Fortune 1000 companies in this country, they talk about the importance of creativity in the workplace and that this is what they're looking for in the 21st century workforce, creativity driving innovation. In their research, 72% of business leaders say creativity is of high importance. 85% of those folks say we can't find and attract the people we're looking for. And then as the researchers, the business scholars, kind of drilled deeper, they asked, how do you know when you've got a creative person on the line? You know, there's no typing test for creativity. The two biggest indicators, starting your own company, entrepreneurial activity, and study of the arts. Even the business community is really connecting the idea that we need a vibrant arts community to attract and retain this skilled, educated workforce that's, you know, driving the future economy. And a lot of other states are absolutely focusing on this as well, and they're doing it by, you know, investing in the arts. But they're also, you know, the great opportunity here is that, you know, if you think about how the arts just totally permeate a society in such a wonderful way, you can build on that too. I was just in Colorado where I was learning about, you know, they send their economic development missions and teams, you know, to different cities across the country and even internationally. And they're sending musicians out there now because music is now part of Colorado's brand. And it's a way to demonstrate the craftsmanship and excellence in everything. And so it's a really different way to think about the arts.
Well, you'll also be speaking on Thursday in Milwaukee about the creative economy and future success. What opportunities do you see in Milwaukee?
Well, Milwaukee is a great arts city. There's so much going on there. You know, one of the interesting things is if you look at the arts attendees in Milwaukee at their arts organizations, and in 2010 there were about 4.3 million of them, 22% come from outside the Milwaukee region. So more than one in five attendees, you know, when you sit down in that row, count four people and then another one, you know, those people are traveling to get to an arts event in Milwaukee. And, you know, the typical attendee in Milwaukee spends about $18.50 on, you know, think of when the last time you went to an arts event. You know, well, you maybe paid for parking and you had dinner and you go out for dessert or drinks after the show and you got little ones at home, double the cost of the evening on babysitting. So there's all this economic activity, right? Well, if you look at spending by the non-local attendees, it's over 50% more. And so the arts are really attracting people and their wallets to communities.
How do you create conditions in a community that help create a thriving creative economy that then might bring those people in from outside the area?
Well, one thing, you know, quite simply, you got to make sure that there's the adequate support and investment for those arts organizations to thrive, and our organizations like that do depend on both government and private sector contributions to ensure their cultural product remains available. But then there's some other ways as well. You know, Milwaukee, like every other city in Wisconsin and every other community in America, they've got advisor committees and commissions and all the different ways that citizens can get involved in the arts. And I always like to ask the question, is there any artist or arts organization representation on some of those? Because what the arts can do is just help make good decisions better decisions. So I was in a community in upstate New York recently, for example, where I learned about one of the big new public safety issues that's out there now, and that is people are stealing manhole covers and selling them for scrap metal. Now, can you think of a bigger nightmare if you're city manager and it's like, oh my gosh, you know, we got a bunch of holes in the street. So they're having to go back to the foundry and recast these with a little lock on them. But they're having artists design the tops of these manhole covers. And when I was being toured through the community by the mayor and the city manager, they were saying, well, here's a renovated historic theater. Here's another arts-designed manhole cover. And there's such community pride around that. It was, you know, you're already going to remake these things. Why not add a touch of the arts? Up in Boise, Idaho, not long ago, and, you know, they got the big university there and the big blue football field, and every day after graduation, the airplanes are full of their graduates taking off for Seattle and Austin and, you know, never to return again. And they're thinking, how do we keep these young brains and minds here? Because if this is where the workforce is, that's what attracts the businesses. And so they really talk to these folks. And it, again, it was about about cultural vibrancy. And so they've got a program where there's more festivals. They've got artists doing something where they paint the traffic signal boxes, do original art design in the intersections. And they've done about 20 of these so far, and they're just really popular. And the big thing in Boise now is get your picture next to all 20 artist-designed traffic signal boxes, and you get your picture in the newspaper. You're already building them. There's already work going on. I see this again and again. So take those great cultural resources that are already present and think about how do we infuse those into education, into healthcare, into economic development.
Randy, before I let you go, I wanted to ask, you've also looked at the benefits of arts for at-risk youth. Briefly, what have you found?
Well, I did a big study with the U.S. Department of Justice, and we found that at-risk youth, and I consider any kid with a school locker an at-risk youth, so this is, you know, the whole spectrum, young people who are engaged in the arts exhibit more pro-social behavior, lower dropout rates in school, less criminal involvement, increased communication skills with peers and adults. So there's some really powerful findings there. And what's interesting, especially related to academic performance, where we see better grade point averages, higher test scores, lower dropout rates, those are findings that cut across all socioeconomic strata. And so if we care in our communities about education and academic performance with our kids, well, we got to keep the arts in the schools.
We'll leave it there. Randy, thanks so much for joining us.
Great. Thanks for having me, Rob.
That was Randy Cohen, Vice President for Research and Policy at Americans for the Arts. He's speaking tomorrow at Arts Day in Madison.